AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Britain's former Prince Andrew has been arrested, and it's connected to the Epstein files. He's suspected of misconduct in public office. In London, the AP's Danica Kirka reports concerns about the Andrew Epstein connection have dogged the royal family for more than a decade.
There's just no hiding how really big of a problem this is for the House of Windsor. You know, Andrew was, until October of last year, considered Prince Andrew. Then the king formally stripped him of his titles at the time of the release of the memoir by Virginia Jaffray, one of the victims of Epstein. And the pressure became too much. The royal family had to act. And now they're trying to put the biggest possible line between Andrew and themselves in hopes that the House of Windsor can, you know, retain its standing within society. It's really, really a tense time. The royal family.
King Charles says the investigation into his brother must take its course. President Trump says he secured pledges for Gaza reconstruction and troop commitments at the first meeting of his Board of Peace. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The president says nine members have pledged a combined $7 billion toward a Gaza relief package.
The Board of Peace is showing how a better future can be built, starting right here in this room.
Andy says the U.S. is pledging $10 billion for the board, without specifying how the money will be used. Five nations will contribute troops to an international stabilization force in Gaza.
We will help bring the security that Gaza needs for our future prosperity and enduring peace.
Major General Jasper Jeffers' force calls for 12,000 police and 20,000 soldiers in Gaza. The president created the board as part of a plan to end the Gaza conflict, but the ceasefire deal there remains fragile, and some allies are skeptical of the board. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News.